Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jaro, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jaro.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jaro. All right, running fans, welcome to episode number 38 of the Duluth Rundown, the Rundown section of the Duluth Rundown podcast. I'm joined here with my partner in crime, Mr. Mike Ward. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing really good, Tony. Glad to be back.
Yeah, and in person again, and yeah. Hopefully things are going well on your end. And yeah, let's get started. Let's get started with the rundown.
Yeah, sounds good. So to start with the rundown, we do have some recent race results. And that is from the final NMTC Spring Trail Series, which was the Pine Valley 5.5K. Excuse me. On the men's side, Tom Cedarquist took the win. With a time of 18:20, Lane Johnson was behind him with a 20:31, and then Henry Sieb, third place, 22:26. On the ladies' side, let's see, Sydney Carrolls took the win, 24:29. Kate Jasperson was right behind her in placement, 24:45, and then third place for ladies was Anne Farley with a 25:32. So all in all, 41 finishers. Not too bad.
Yeah, nice.
Hopefully we'll see the fall series come back as normal, and I think that will really depend. I mean, maybe not depend, but obviously the folks over at NMTC have the ultra marathons. Well, the Eugene Curnow Trail Marathon and the Voyager kind of next on their chopping block. And
yep.
Yeah, it'd be great to see just kind of the normal, you know, with air quotes, the normal fall trail series go off.
I was thinking about Voyager today because I was out that way running on Skyline on that end of that western end of Skyline. And so I was basically on the course there for a little while thinking about that race. And I'm glad I'm not doing the ultra stuff anymore.
Well, it's a long life, Tony. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Speaking of that ultra stuff, we have one upcoming race. I think we'll do like we tend to do on our next episode, more of a grandma's marathon centric episode. But for now, as we are the date today, Sunday, May 23rd, we do have one upcoming race, Last Runner Standing. I guess technically it could not be an ultra marathon type thing.
True.
It depends, you know, how the race goes for everyone, and namely the last runner standing.
Two loops.
It could be two loops. But we, it looks like there are 70 entrants already registered for the Last Runner Standing. The date on that is Saturday, June 5th. And I just kind of buzzing through the entrant list, I see a few who I believe have done over 100. I think Mark Emmons has done over 100 miles at Last Runner Standing, or close. And Joshua Molinius, I believe he won the virtual Last Runner Standing last year. So okay. I think it's going to go over 26.2 miles.
Are these local?
Joshua is from Duluth, or maybe Hermantown, but it says Duluth on his registration.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark Emmons is from Minneapolis, but he does a lot of ultra marathons in the area, like Voyager, the Superior races, and things.
Yeah.
So
cool. I didn't recognize those names at all. So
yeah,
that's cool.
I guess we're missing maybe one result. I know that the Superior Spring races mm-hmm. went on this weekend.
Right.
There may still be runners on course today, as there have been the last 4 days, I right. believe. So,
yep.
Maybe we'll talk about that on the next episode once we have results, you know, solidified. But that race was today and yeah. yesterday yep. and the day before and 2 days before that. So.
Yeah, yesterday would have been the normal race day,
right.
I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Which would have been a brutal race day. Really muggy, hot, sunny.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was warm.
And now today, one day later, it's about 40 degrees less and not muggy and really windy. So just kind of that season where we're getting drastically shifting weather.
Yep, the temperatures are changing, and yeah, with all the rain that we've had, that brings us to the trails report.
Yep, so we do have some trail closures as of today, Sunday, May 23rd. I know you just looked a couple of those up. What's closed?
Everything. Pretty much everything. Looking on the COGS website, Hartley is closed. Again, this is on Sunday afternoon, the 23rd. Hartley was closed. Lester, Mission Creek, Piedmont. My guess is we'll maybe have a little rain coming up on Monday, but my guess is these trails will dry out pretty fast, and probably by Tuesday afternoon they'll be
right
ready to go.
We're kind of in the season, it seems, where especially when we look on those trail report websites like the City of Duluth, Parks and Recs, SHTA, COGS, you know, these sort of websites, it typically is, you know, 24 hours or so after a rain,
mm-hmm.
And then the trails are back open. And just from actually being on the trail, it seems like, especially the trail, like my home trail, Chester,
yeah,
the water sheets right off because it's such a compacted, mm-hmm. you know, heavily used trail that, you know, I feel pretty comfortable not making even a shoe imprint an hour after it rains.
Right.
You know? It's another thing when it's just saturating rains, like last week was fairly rainy and,
yeah,
and you know, today maybe not so much, but it's still wet on the sidewalks just looking outside, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that kind of gives an idea of how things are drying out a little bit, and if we're getting rain tomorrow, it might be a few days.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see how it goes, but Lake Walk will be open, and
yeah,
the roads will be open.
Gravel roads, they're always a good alternative.
Yeah, the gravel roads will be fine.
Well, you know, I think we have a pretty short episode today. I think the last thing we have is just a kind of a brief coach's corner. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I wanted to just add to a little bit with what I had said about the taper on our last week's podcast about taper, about cutting back the volume but keeping up the intensity. You still do, I want to just a quick addendum, that you still do want to dial back the intensity a little bit. So if you're maybe doing some sort of, I don't know, 400 meter repeats, maybe you cut the amount in half or something, or you reduce the speed a little bit on them, or you increase the recovery in between. So you keep, the idea really is just to keep the zip in your legs and not let them get too stale and kind of logy before the race.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I made that clear. I actually had a question. Someone asked me in person a question on that.
Oh, sure.
And that's what made me realize maybe I should say something on the podcast just in case people were listening and are listening again. That hopefully I was clear that, yeah, even though you do keep up the intensity, you're still going to dial back the intensity a little bit.
Right.
For sure. But volume for sure. Definitely dial back the volume.
So you're saying I shouldn't get my fastest 100 meter splits on race week?
Well, I mean, you could if you're like super fit.
You right.
100 meters probably wouldn't actually do a ton of damage to you. But
400.
Or you could just do one 100 meter. call it good.
Is that adequate to keep the zip? One.
just go do one.
One by one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you certainly could. There's no rules to tapers, I guess. But I don't think that would be enough to keep the zip.
Right.
There is a little kind of a mini workout, a sharpening workout that the Lydiard folks do. Arthur Lydiard called them 50-50s or 100-100s. 50-50s and 100-100s are kind of the same thing, but you go to a track. You don't have to do it on a track. The track's the best place to do it. And basically for 100-100, you sprint the straights and you jog the curves and you sprint this. That's 100-meter.
Sure.
And 50-50s is the same thing, but shorter. So 50-meter sprint, 50-meter jog. And jog is actually, it'd be more like a float. It'd be faster than a jog, actually.
Sure.
So
and then you can just catch your breath.
You can catch your breath a little bit. You're still cruising a little bit, but it's not quite a pitter-patter jog by any means.
Yeah.
And then boom, sprint again. And those are some sharpening workouts that that the Lydiard coaches use towards end of the taper a lot of times, just to kind of keep that zip going.
And if in doubt, you can always do a fartlek.
Mm-hmm. And essentially, that's kind of what it is. It's an interval workout. A fartlek is an interval workout, though not all interval workouts are fartleks. Yeah, you could also just do a fartlek. That, to me, that's the best thing to do.
By feel.
All by feel. Yep.
Right.
Yep. It's a fartlek is an informal workout, or an interval workout is a formal workout.
Right.
So.
Well, I think going by feel is great for taper too, because you know the feeling of the zip in your legs, I think, is more mental than physical.
Yeah.
Like, to some extent anyways, you know, you just want to feel sharp.
And especially if you're really in tune with your body, which is the goal. And you should, by the time you get to your taper, you should be pretty well in tune with your body.
Yeah.
With all the training that you had done. So
I think, you know, of course, and we talk about this all the time, the training running itself, but more so training, I guess, is kind of mental, right? Like the mental drive to kind of chip away every single day, and that's draining sometimes, you know. And and right, I think for me the mental part of the taper is that that you really want to go out and kind of put in the pain, you know. So to feel like I could do so much more on taper week, or like I'm just kind of twiddling my thumbs at home almost, like really get excited to go out and let her rip. You know, that's as much as the taper is the physical, you know, do my legs feel good? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's part of it for sure. Yep. And the other thing I want to touch on, and you actually just alluded to it just now, is that in training, especially now as we're not quite, for those of you doing grandmas, which is probably most of you listening, and you're not quite to taper phase yet, but you've been training for, you know, quite a few weeks now, it's okay to feel sick and tired of running, especially at this point.
Sure.
It's going to happen. Yeah, that there's going to be those peaks and valleys of enthusiasm throughout the 4 month or 6 month training block, however long you've been training. That's okay to have that, to feel like you don't want to go run anymore. Every single runner feels that. Professionals, rank and file people like ourselves, everybody has that kind of up and down feeling of just want to and then not want to, sort of a thing. So if you're feeling that, if you're feeling just like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired of this, you know, don't feel bad that you're feeling that, because every other person is either in that same boat or has been and will be again. So you know, just keep plugging away and break through, and eventually you will break through that lull enthusiasm point.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you break through?
I don't know. There's no real secret. People ask me that a lot. You know, I'm not motivated. How do I get out of it? There's no one answer. There's a million different answers that end up, one of them ends up being right. There's a few different tricks you can do. Try running in a new location. Hmm. Sometimes that's kind of nice just to spark things up a little bit, even drive to someplace new.
Yeah.
That you've kind of always been curious about. Go with some different people. Run a little slower. A lot of times some of that enthusiasm gets zapped from us because we're training too hard.
Yeah.
So try going a little slower. Maybe take a day off or 2 days in a row, something like that.
Sure.
That might just kind of re-spark you. Sleep, lack of sleep, nutrition, little things like that, non-running
stress,
things that still affect our running. Yeah, just life stress in general
can
affect your motivation. So there's a lot of different things that you need to try, and it's not going to be the same answer for a person every time either. So
I think the friends or just running with someone else, just in general, even if it's like your tried and true running pal, you know, if I know I need to get it running, this happens to me in the morning all the time. I can't get up and run in the morning. Like, it's just too early. I'll make excuses. I don't go. But if I know the night before I ought to get up in the morning, you know, text message, call us or whatever. Hey, should we run at 6?
Yeah.
I get up every time because I don't want to let my friend down, you know.
Yeah.
Same just like any time. Should we do a long run tomorrow? I'm like held accountable that way, you know.
Yep.
Also, I'm a big mantra guy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my mantras, if I'm feeling unmotivated, is this is all for fun, you know. And I'm not doing this for a paycheck or because someone's making me.
Right.
No one can force me to do this. Why?
Right.
It's just for fun anyways. And then you kind of think back, what it's all about. And that makes me not feel bad about, say, not training. But then when I go out, it's like, oh yeah, like I can do this. Like, I have the privilege to be able to go out and run just for fun and spend the time doing it. And
yeah,
it's all just for fun anyways. Who cares, you know?
Well, that's where that gratitude comes into play.
Right.
I always talk about four different kind of pillars of my somewhat, I guess, my coaching philosophy, and gratitude is one of them. And just being grateful that you can go out and do that.
Yeah.
That can definitely help with motivation as well.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. What else we got?
I don't know. I think that might be it.
Should we get on to our interview with Laura Harmon?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.